Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing, because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know.
Double O, W, double E, ooh-wee. Looking for the sweetest hit. Well, we got the recipe. Been patient waiting for someone to show you. So we gonna show you how. We gonna break it down. We gonna break it down.
Oh, man. Hey, Al, they should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking right. Me. Blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale. Like, I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But, hey. I spoke.
You are a real artist. I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what? Because I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I'm blown away.
I told God I would be faithful about the spirit that He gave me, and He wouldn't let me release it for some time. But if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AJ Disco. AJ Disco. 3-5. And I say, sure, I don't do no physical harm to them. Mm-hmm. I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all
that. Yeah. See, I thought that, yeah, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are Kaytickle Girl, the one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles too. We are Kaytickle Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron L., who's one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls Jip Jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything, and I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music
is... Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, T-A-Z, host the show, man.
Good evening. Good evening. This is A-T-A-Z-T, another T-A-Z production with your host T-A-Z on Blog Talk Radio Live. I got in-house guests. Norvell Jr. Molex and Tiffany Oliver Daniels. I'm going to call her T.O.D. because that's a long name. Norvell. T.O.D., how you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. How you doing?
And that's a cool name, though. Norvell, and that's another cool name right there, Norvell. How you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm good. I'm very good.
This is Night Court 14, where in the Z appellate court, where guilty means it's got to go down and innocent means keeping it real, where TAZ is the judge and his panel are the jurors. Normally we have three, and being that I'm the judge, if y'all tie on anything that y'all don't tie, y'all disagree on anything, then I got to come in with the tiebreaker. Tonight's docket number.
You're going to do it like the Supreme Court doing it now, huh?
The docket number tonight is the date, which is 07-14-2016. And the question will be marked as 001 and so forth. We'll do ladies first in here on each issue that I bring up to the court. And when I first give you the issue, just tell who you are, what you do. And I know when Norvell gets his turn to say what he does, it might take us 20 minutes to get through his long list of accomplishments in this piece. So
wow.
Here we go. The first issue, 001, is Philando Castile and Alton Sterling. And we both know, as the two young black men that were killed by police about 2 weeks ago, I want to know your feelings on it. Was it right or was it wrong? And just give me your reasoning. We're doing ladies first, so T-O-D, say who you are, ma'am, and then, you know, go from there and give us your opinion on this.
Okay, well, like you said, I'm T-O-D, Tiffany Oliver Daniels, and I work for a bank in the oil and gas division. As far as the shootings go, we'll take Castile first. My feelings on that is I think that if the Justice Department hasn't came through, they need to come through and investigate that. That cop needs to be tried for murder. Let's take worst case scenario. Even if the guy was fearful of his life, and I don't see how he could have been, you don't fire into a car with a four-year-old baby in it. That shows he didn't care for anybody's life in the car.
Right.
As far as the other guy, Alton, let's take worst-case scenario on that also. Even if the guy was resisting arrest, since when is that a death sentence? So,
yeah.
In my opinion, go ahead, Cass.
No, I agree.
No, so I got issues with both, but not saying one is any less than the other. But that Castile really bothered me.
Norvell.
Well, I'm Norvell Molex Jr. I'm Norvell Molex Jr. What I do is I run podcasts as well as I'm house music DJ. I also have a T-shirt store now online. And I run an internet radio station. I'm trying to think of everything.
Wait a minute. Let me get to some of it. Do you still do the videos too? Where you interviewed artists. You remember you did that a couple of times?
Every once in a while. Rarely do I do that. Rarely. I've kind of went to the background because dealing with artists and their management and sometimes people in general can get too convoluted. You know,
okay.
And I like to stay with the jazz and the soul because those are two art forms that don't get much pub, you know, unless you berating a woman or talking down. Nothing really gets played. And I'm old school, you know. I'm from the days when you actually had groups that played instruments, you know.
Right.
So I like to stay in that realm.
But
on the Castillo thing, dude.
Okay.
How do you fire into a car with a 4-year-old girl after the gentleman has told you that he has a CCW? And you ask him to get his identification, he reaches for it, and then you put four holes in? Okay?
Right.
How does that work out? And he says, ma'am, I told him not to reach for it. I told him not to reach for it. And she says he was complying with you to have his ID. Okay? He did everything right. But now they're saying that Castillo should have asked, sir, do I have permission to get my wallet? Okay? To me, that's even further condescending on how we as African-Americans are looked at by the police department. Now, when you go to Sterling, by any angle that you saw, they had him down on the ground and practically his right arm was underneath the car. And they're talking about, he's got a gun. He had a gun on him, but it was in his pocket. You got two men that are about 200 pounds apiece on you, so you got 400 pounds sitting on your chest. How are you going to reach for a gun? Okay?
Yeah.
That's like the lie they tell all black folks on welfare. If we only make up 12 to 13% of the population, how can we use 100% of anything? Okay?
Correct.
So...
I agree with both of you. It's a little. It was just like more of the same that's been going on,
right? And then
for a good while.
How does the body camera fall off? Y'all got to tell me, how does the body camera fall off? How does it fall off?
When he reached then, up with his right hand and took it off, laid it on the car seat of the cop car. That's how it fell off.
And then I'm sitting up, I'm watching the video, and they pop him in the chest 4 times. He was shot 6 times.
Huh.
4 in the front, and I think twice in the back. Okay? Now,
and Taz,
got
there's
him on
a
the
bigger
ground.
Issue here, too. The bigger issue with both of them, open carry is not for everybody. It ain't for us. Using the fact that you have a gun legally as an excuse to be scared to shoot you.
Yeah.
Okay. And
true.
Why is it that the NRA, who usually hollers about things like this, I mean screaming and hollering, they more quiet than a white woman at a black church. Come on now, think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right. So obviously between everybody in here, that was dead wrong. On both.
Oh, wrong. Man, that was wrong like two left shoes. Come on, that's wrong. Okay?
Okay.
You can't.
Issue number 2002, the $5 cops. I'm going to read the names you give. It's the same answer for both of you. TOD first. I'm going to read the names. Patrick Czar, Marika, Brent Thompson, Michael Kroll, Lauren Ahern, and Michael Smith. Those were the 5 cops that got shot in Dallas, where me and TOD kind of like live by. So Florida TOD, what do you think, right or wrong?
I think that was wrong also. You don't trade a life for another life. For all we know, these 5 officers could have been the good ones. We don't know. But it does nothing but hurt the situation, and it hurts the cause. And it further creates a divide, a racial divide that's already there. And it's not helping the next person get pulled over. So I think you can mourn both lives. You can mourn all 7 lives and be okay.
Correct.
Yeah, because I have to admit, that totally hurts the cause in general. That was wrong. Because, I mean, we're not doing Old Testament here, an eye for an eye.
Mm-mm. No.
As ministers say, there's an eye for an eye leaves everybody blind. So
that's right.
This does nothing for the cause. All it does is feed the fire of the detractors who say, well, this is the cause of Black Lives Matter. Now, how they reached that, one will never know. But I know what network started it. It begins with an F, and I'm not going to pronounce the rest of it because I can't quite pronounce it because I'm take it from someone who I admire, Wilmer Leon, and he always says, you know, that network starts with an F, and I can't pronounce the rest of it because I'm not. It makes no sense because these may have been the good guys, but
yep.
Even if they weren't the good guys, in the entire situation, they still protected everybody. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Only military people know what it's like to run at gunfire when somebody's shooting at you. Because I can tell you, as a civilian and growing up in the hood, when you hear shots, you either hit the ground or you are running the opposite direction. Shots. You're not running to the shots or the person shooting.
Yeah, that's right.
You're running
the opposite direction.
These are officers who ran in the direction and knew their job. Okay? Sometimes the police officer that you cannot stand or the person that becomes a police officer that you cannot stand is the one that'll be the one standing there to protect you from whatever evil is going on.
Right. Well, we all agree that it was wrong. And like everyone here, I did not agree that it helped any situation, made it worse. But I knew this was going to happen.
It was coming.
Call me Negro Domus. Call me Negro Domus, not Nostradamus, Negro Domus. Call me that. I knew this was going to happen.
And see,
it was going to happen.
That was the thing, because I'm like, come on now. You can't keep hitting a dog and expect it not to bite you. I mean,
right.
I'm sorry. We had Trayvon. And see, and I'll take everybody back further. I remember Tawana Brawley, okay?
Yeah, me too.
In the convenience store.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
I remember that, okay? How many times all of us as African Americans can remember interactions with the police that were not too friendly? I've been called boy, and I was 29 years old with kids and a wife, and
Wow. This
officer called me boy. And I wanted to look at him and say, my father said I should have told him something else, but I'm not going to say it because we got a lady present. You know, but, and then I had to tell him, remember, Pop, you told me never argue with a man with a gun. Okay? And everybody's debating about what is said to your child. You know, do other parents have to have this talk? If you are a minority in the United States, you having that talk.
You got to.
Okay? If you do not look like the Swedish surfer, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, dark hair, blonde, you know, if you, as Paul Mooney would say, if you don't have the complexion for the connection, you are having that talk with your child. Okay?
We got to get some of these done to this next case. I'm going to skip around. I'm not going to go in order. This is docket number 011011. Disgruntled plane passengers had a fellow traveler to blame for a 7-hour delay after she decided she didn't want to fly and demanded immediate divorce. Reports suggests the unnamed woman in her 40s boarded the aircraft with several hundred passengers flying from Moscow to another city within Russia. And shortly after that, she apparently told the cabin crew that she needed to get off the plane to change her relationship status. Their airline flight was almost ready for takeoff when the incident took place on Monday. According to witnesses, the woman was heard saying, I'm not in the mood to fly right now. My question to the panel, should the airline pay these people something for being 7 hours delayed? I'll start with TOD.
7 hour delay, either that or they should have let them folks whoop her behind. That's ridiculous. Yeah. I would have whooped her behind. I'd have did some jail time for that. 7 hours?
7 hours.
There was nobody.
Is she just now figuring she didn't want that man?
Just now figuring.
No. Only he needed her behind whooped. Somebody should have whooped her behind.
Sidebar. There was nobody black plane.
Yeah, well, it's a Russian plane.
Show length in 7 hours.
There was nobody black on the plane.
On that plane. Nobody.
If they had been a brother or a sister on that plane, girlfriend would have had more to worry about than just her relationship status. Okay. Because y'all know some brothers and some sisters up there would have gave her, they'd have had to come to Jesus meeting on the plane. Let's just say that.
And why take that long for them to snatch her off the plane?
Okay, the docket number 004. Bernie finally endorses Hillary. Was this
Don't
too
get me
late?
Started.
Was this
Don't
too
get
late?
Me started.
Was this too late?
Too late, and don't nobody care. I don't care. He can go sit down. He's been in the Senate how long? 35 years? What signature legislation has he done?
You're right.
So then you ride the wave in. Okay, everybody all nice. Okay. They love the little old man. Okay, fine. Got some good ideas. But, dude, you lost. If the majority of people wanted your ideas, you'd be the nominee. You're not. So go sit down somewhere. Go back to the Senate. Or retire, or whatever it is your plans are after this, and go sit down somewhere. It's over with. It's over with. Go sit down.
Norvell.
I'm a Bernie supporter. And, yeah, he kind of waited a little too long on this one. You know, he's a little long in the tooth. You know, we can't say it is age that did it, but, you know, he did wait a little long in the tooth. Me, personally, I'd have conceded before California and be like, look, let her have it. Y'all know y'all rigged this, but let her have it. Long as we can get Captain Comb over in the office, okay?
You're right. As long as we don't get him in office, we all good.
I don't need a sunburned squirrel hair wearing cat up in office. No. I mean, I love anybody who says I love the uneducated. Okay.
Or the blacks.
Right, you know, Trump is proof that you can be rich and stupid. You understand what I'm saying? That's a hard combination, to be rich and stupid.
Okay, docket number 012. Docket number 012. A university lecturer claims sex with a child robot. Listen to me, child robot could potentially be classified as a criminal offense. Dr. Danner has written about his views on the subject of sex with robots, as well as robots resembling children. He says, I define robotic rape as sexual intercourse with a robot that mimics signals of non-consent. Dr. Danner goes on to argue that there could be grounds for criminalization even if someone has done something morally wrong. My question to the panel, is this a crime? I'm like, with a robot, is this a crime? I'm almost like T.O.D. Who cares? Is this a crime, T.O.D.? When I read it,
it's
I was
sick.
Like,
it's sick as hell. It ain't no crime, I guess. It ain't no human, but it's sick as hell. This ain't no black person.
No, it's not. I read this article and was like, what?
A robot?
I had to go back and go, a robot?
What the flip?
What goes in a man's head to want to rape a robot?
Well, believe me, T.O.D., they had some women with the boy robots, too, now.
Oh, Lord, you know. Jesus.
I'm just letting you know now.
So a woman don't take it from a robot?
There you go. Norvell. Norvell. I read this online now. Y'all can pull it up. This is no lie. I'm reading.
I'll take your word for it.
I'm gonna go with you on that one. I'm gonna go with you on that one because that's a WTF moment waiting to happen, man. That's what that is. That's a what the man. Come on.
Wow.
Okay, doctor number.
You know,
number.
Really?
Go on, Norvell. Go on. Go on. Let me elaborate.
A robot? Really?
A robot? Hey, wait a minute. Look. Wait a minute. Look. Check it out. This is where I'm going. It can't be no crime. Because if you got an electrical storm and an electric go out, you can't rape it. Am I right? It's not turned on. So I'm like, what? Physically?
I ain't even
going
to go there.
With the power.
I ain't even going to go there. I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to go there.
Okay.
I'm not.
Okay. Here we go. Docket number six, which is real easy. Warriors or Cavs? Who were y'all for? I kind of know, but T.O.D. go on.
Now you know I was for the Golden Child. until the refs in the NBA stole it.
Right, they stole it. Big time. Norvell, you still there?
Oh yeah, I'm here.
I still think they stole it too. Game four, when they gave LeBron a tech and they gave Draymond a flagrant foul for the same thing that happened. I think it should have been a tech all the way around.
How do you put your nuts on somebody's back and he not allowed to get up?
Well,
how does that happen?
I'm past all that. What I'm going to say is, in football, they don't change no call in football. They just issue out more money fines. That's what it should be in the NBA. You shouldn't change the outcome of a game later on by making a call later on. That's the way I feel.
And then the hairline get in the interview and he crying and whining. You a grown ass man. You put your nuts on his back and he can't get up.
That's why they got that commercial of him telling on that boy in class. Remember that new commercial?
Yeah, I just saw that.
I was screaming. I was like, he's telling just like he was telling the refs on Steph. I was like, man, they tripping on that. Okay.
Are you kidding me? Are you serious?
Norvell is from Ohio, so we already know his answer. But Norvell.
Oh, my God.
Is,
I'm so cracking up at this.
What is your
And J.R. Smith needs some medicine, too.
I was going
too.
For the Cavaliers.
Of course you were. You only live in... Okay. I was going for a Golden State, even though I'm from Ohio, and I like LeBron, too, though. Norvell kind of went out, but he said he was going for the Cavs. I'm sure he's going to call back in. I'll hit him back in. We're on the next docket number. T.O.D., will they dump Trump in Cleveland when they go to the convention? Do you think they're going to try to get rid of him and get another candidate?
No, they not. I don't think it's going to be that much of a resistance to it. They number one, they can't even find anybody who wants to go who wants to do it. They can't even find anybody. And he's going to end up going over there. He's going to get it. And then he picked Pence today as the VP. So that's going to solidify the conservative base. So it may or may not be some fireworks on a small scale, but I doubt very seriously they get rid of him. I'll be watching to make sure. I'm going to watch it because it might be funny. But they can't find anybody to go who even wants to do it. They know this is – whoever it is going to get destroyed.
Now, to be honest with if they did try to take it away, even though I don't like Trump, I would think that would be highly unfair because he went through the whole process. That's not right.
I do, too.
I would be like, that's not right.
He won every election fair and square. That's who the people chose.
Yeah. Well, we already know who came out to the polls. That's just within the Republican base. And overall, he's going to get killed because he's already against – Norvell came back. He's already against the Latinos. He's already against the blacks. He's against women. Blacks. He's against the women. So
he's against the gays, too. Don't forget the gays.
Yeah, the gays. I mean, everybody is – he has talked bad about every demographic except the old white man. And, of course, Norvell, we're talking about Trump. The question was, do you think they're going to dump Trump in Cleveland when they go to the convention?
Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. Paul Ryan and the boys love him. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, he's just saying out loud what they say in private. He's just stupid enough to say it out loud. That's all.
Yeah, because when Paul Ryan, when the head of the House of Representatives says, yes, what Trump said was textbook racist, but I feel we can get more done with Trump than we can with Hillary.
Yeah.
Dude,
so you rather say
it's better to be
a racist.
It's better to be a racist than a liberal. Really? Really, dude? You just said this. Really, you just said this on national TV in front of everybody.
Yeah.
The black folks behind you.
Looking just as weak.
And
I'm
stupid.
Like, oh my
God!
That convention gonna be funny as hell. They can't even find Republicans to speak.
Going, Lord, Lord, Lord.
They done went and got Tebow. They done found Tebow somewhere.
Man,
no, yeah,
look,
they went and got him to speak.
Man,
yeah.
They done left that shit like they done left that shit like a bunch of rats just running. They gone.
And a lot of them said they ain't even going. How you a Republican senator or congressman, you got something else to do. You gonna wash your hair that day.
Okay. The Bushes. Okay.
Ain't no Bush going.
Republicans are not even going.
They said they ain't voting for him.
Yeah, and I'm sitting here going, And then what gets on my nerves is everybody is looking at Hillary, but look at what Hillary's done. And I'm going, okay. Would you rather somebody who's for America run it, or would you rather let Dumbo Cucaracha get up in there? Because let's face it, he get up in there, you know the man's going to be impeached within the first 6 months. Because he's going to say
he don't even know what he's doing. He don't know no policy. That's why he talk about everybody. He don't know nothing else to say.
I'm like,
his speech is at a fourth grade level. And or done. Watch Frisky run. We're going to do things great. We're going to be incredible. It's the third grade level. I mean, that's what I was reading in the third grade. Come on, son. He can't do it.
That sound like them old Bugs Bunny cartoons. You know, like D.O.G. Rhode Island. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, why does dude sound like Junior Bear? I mean,
you stupid. Okay. Docket number 008. UFO spotters have raised alarm after the International Space Station live feed cut out, just as a large, mysterious object appeared to enter the Earth's atmosphere. The incident occurred on July 9th and was first reported prolific UFO hunter Street Cap Number 1 in a video uploaded the same day.
Are you Other sure it was Trump's ego?
Other enthusiasts put forward theories, including one who suggested it could be a Chinese space cargo ship. And also, another person said, I've watched the International Space Station a lot over the last 6 years, and I can tell you this is not the moon nor a meteorite. My question to the panel is, should NASA stop live feeds, shut them down when craziness happens, or admit there is aliens out there? TOD.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. If it's something up there, I don't want to know. So they can cut it off. They can cut it off. I don't want to know.
That's a good one. Norvell. Should they cut it off?
If a live feed got interrupted when that big, you know, when that thing started entering the atmosphere, Sherlock, we have a clue. Because I'm telling you, they realizing these fools ain't got it right yet. Let's really look and see if they truly this stupid. Think about it. I mean, and then you got everybody saying, yes, I've been watching the space station for years, so and so, so. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to pull the Nancy Reagan line on the most of y'all. Just say no. That's all I'm saying. Just say no.
Who the hell is watching this stuff?
Now, my question, when I seen it, my first question was to myself, you know, there's a lot of space clutter all around, floating around the Earth, space clutter all day long. It could have been that. I mean, there's all kind of objects circling around our atmosphere because of, you know, the Apollo astronauts releasing the bottom half of their ships, things of that nature. So I didn't know what it was. And then we got all kind of different satellites floating around the United States, too. Not the United States, but the Earth, too. I mean, there's all kind of satellites from every country almost that could produce a satellite.
And it makes you want to ask, how come they can't do like we used to do in the old days, get a pair of pliers and change the channel, or at least move the rabbit ears or put an old hanger up there, see if they can't get the reception back. Remember how we used to do? I mean, that means ain't nobody how to work that stuff.
What they should have did when they was talking, they should have had a sheet over the window so nobody could look behind them and see the thing open. I mean, that should have been they could change their background. That's all they had to do. I'm on docket number 13013, docket number. D. Wade's ex-wife, Funchies Wade, I can't say her first name, it's Severa Han or some crazy long name, but sure. Funchies, that ain't the way you spell it. She got S-I-O, she got S-I-O-H, and then she got Vaughn. She got S-I-O-H. That's Siobhan? Really? Really? Okay.
That goes into a C-I-N conspiracy. That's what I said, a C-I-N conspiracy.
She's got S-I-O-H for sure. Siobhan. Really? Okay. Funchies, which is another jacked up name. Funchies Wade was to reopen their divorce settlement because of Wade's new contract with the Bulls, which is $47 million. Should she be able to reopen the divorce settlement, TOD?
She ain't married to him no more. So she agreed to that price. That's what she got to run with. Why does she need more?
There you go.
I love it. I love it.
But I think she's thinking of the kids, but I'm gonna throw this in.
She getting child support, though.
No, D-Wade got custody. D-Wade got custody of the baby.
Well, she needs to be glad she's getting anything.
Well, that's what's happening. She divorced. She fired her lawyer, the other lawyer, got a new lawyer to reopen this case so she could get some more money off the new contract. Okay, Norvell.
She
I already know how you feeling. I know how you
she
feeling.
She can go sit down. It's only so many damn purses she can buy. She can go sit down.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Okay, there's a saying I like to say. Sometimes you hear certain things and it make you think that somebody crackhead crazy.
That's it.
This is one of those times. How you gonna sign an agreement, say, okay, I'm gonna take this money. Brother man, get new woman, get married, move on, get new money, and you say, wait, hold up. Excuse me, can we negotiate? No. We can't.
She got enough money to buy her own man.
Yeah, she did get enough money that first time. The first time.
She got enough to buy her own man. She don't need nothing else.
Right.
There's only so many purses you can buy.
Yeah, but see, there's something that some brothers coin as the bitter babe complex, and she's like right at home. I mean, I think she's still in her feelings.
Yeah, she definitely is.
Okay. I'll take a portion if it ain't good enough. I'll take it.
Okay, doc number 014, docket number 014. Are these protests all around the country good for America? Because we got some more. Got some more, I think, that's happening this weekend in 37 cities altogether. So it's more cities getting ready to protest this. Are these protests all around the country good for America, or is the problem out of hand, TOD?
Well, it's good for the country in two ways. It's not going to solve anything, but it is bringing attention. It's bringing attention from everybody outside of the country. I've been reading that the United Nations and you got certain other countries are putting their people on travel warning. Like, hey, beware if you go to the U.S., these cops whooping people behind. So, you know, but from that standpoint, it's hitting the U.S. in the pocket as far as tourism and embarrassment. But as far as anything going to be resolved from this, I don't think so.
Norvell.
Yeah, I think it's excellent for the country because, remember, America has, unfortunately, America has always had this presence of the cowboy way. You know, we're going to do it the cowboy way. We're going to work this out. Well, the cowboy way is not going these days. And that's what these protests are showing. And there are protests all over the world about this same situation. So,
right,
I mean,
right.
you're talking about everybody's pissed and Congress is on vacation. You know, so
no, they worried
now,
about some email.
Yeah, right. You know, and they're trying to repeal the Affordable Care Act for the 16th time. You know, so
yeah.
It is
like they're
gonna
kick everybody off of health care.
Right. You know, it's like, yeah, we're gonna boot everybody off, and all y'all, we're gonna go back to the old way, which really worked for everyone. You idiot. But these protests are unifying the youth because you are not just seeing black folks getting in these protests. You are seeing all minorities get in there, and a whole lot of young white folks, as well as the older ones who got some sense, are involved in this too because they're looking at this whole thing like, they're looking at this whole thing like, yo, this is not good. I've talked to some folks who are Asian and Hispanic, and they said, look, if they're going after y'all, you know who next on the list. I say, yeah, this is true. This is true. You know, because, and really the whole thing boils down to is, I'm sorry, your white privilege card does not get you what it used to. You know what I'm saying? It's just.
Right, right.
Sorry,
now,
you know, we went to school, y'all didn't. Sorry. I mean, you know. But
we're on docket 016. This is for your listening pleasure, I'm going to play two songs, and y'all tell me which ones y'all think is rocking. The first one is by Ro James. I don't know if any of y'all familiar with him. His name is
Ro.
I
like him, yeah.
Okay, this song is called Already Know That. And the next song, I'll say who it was after it plays. Tell me which one you guys like the best. This is Ro James, Already Know That.
Yeah. That's right, babe. That's right, babe. That's right, babe. Yeah, it's right, babe. It's right, babe. It's right, babe. You be acting like you won't want it. You be acting like you don't want it. How you gonna lie to me? Don't lie, say 100 if it's something on it. There's something like you won't stop by me. Making magic, we be stopping traffic, we be going this hard. Oh, but you already knew that. But you already knew that. You already knew that, girl. You already knew that. But you already knew that. You probably knew that, girl. Yeah. About that, I ain't saying no more. About to be about it, don't explain no more. I ain't playing no more games no more. No, no, no. But you already knew that. You know how to fuck around. You already knew that. Baby, go ahead.
I only had to play a little bit of it because of time limit. That last song was by Yuna. That's Y-U-N-A, Yuna. And the name of the song was Lanes. The first song was Ro James. And the name of the song was Already Know That. Which one was y'all feeling more?
I like Ro T-O-3. Better.
You like Ro better?
I like Ro.
And here goes... Here goes the first tie of the night. I already feel it.
Yeah, I had to go with I got to go with the song number 2. I was feeling that one.
Okay. And I guess I got to break the tie cuz I like them both.
I got to say I like them both.
I like them both, and I can't put
number 2
number 2 has got more melody, But I don't know, man. I'm gonna flip a coin because I'm gonna go with Ro James because I do like Ro James.
That's right.
He got another song. I'm sorry.
His vocals are better.
I like Ro James. He put it down a little bit more on that song. There's a couple more songs that Una got with Usher too. She got a song with Usher that's hot. I want to go through everything that we went through. First of all, Docket 001 about the two young black men that were killed. We felt it was wrong. 002, the cops, we also felt it was wrong. 004, where Bernie endorses Hillary, was it too late? Collectively, we
Hell
said, go
yeah.
sit down. Too late. No one cares. Too long. 005, will they dump Trump movement, take him away from the Trump convention and put him out? And we all said no. There was two warriors and one calf on question 006. The NASA question, we said cut off the feed, put a blind up, and somebody said just say no. on the claims with a sex with a robot is sick and what the flip is sick. That was the answer we had, is sick and what the flip. The lady on the plane whip her ass was said, and nobody black was on the plane, which all knew the ass whipping was meant. The D-Wade question, go sit down again, crackhead crazy, and a bitter head. 00414, are the protests around the country good for America or a problem? And we said basically good by bringing attention to other countries. And also on the last one, 0116, which is which one would you rock, Ro James won. I would like to thank the guests again, the panel, Norvell Molex Jr., Tiffany, Olivia Daniels, TOD. Thank you both for calling in. This was fun. It's easy. I told you it was easy. I'm gonna end with one song, and this is by I'm looking for him. This is by my boy Skinny Mars. I know y'all don't know. Y'all probably don't know who Skinny Mars is. This is Skinny Mars. Next song is "It Look Like." Again, till next week. AZ out.
Peace.
It's the perfect timing. From Pink Trinada, my homeboy's a prophet. Told me no one can stop ya. The feeling is mutual. This love thing is voodoo. And love with things you do. I'm geeked off the pro meth. She up off that Palin. I'm right and she's so left. Can't hear what she's saying. And it's gonna be so loud. Let's get out of here and go anywhere. Put your hands in the air. She give me that stare. She giving me that look and she know that she good looking. So tell me what it's looking like. Can't understand these women. Can't ever make decisions. I smash her friend and don't think twice, twice, twice. It's the perfect timing. I'm lacing designer. Before she started rhyming, I get hoes without trying. She said that I called her back. That hoe was lying. Only if you hold me, that I confide in. Shots of Patron, Uber you home, Uber you home. Alone, together, together, alone, together, alone. Let's get out of here. Let's go anywhere. Put your hands in the air. Give me that stare. She giving me that look and she know that she good looking. So tell me what it's looking like. Can't understand these women. Can't ever make decisions. I smash her friend and don't think twice. been a savage, and I'll probably never ever get married. Lost my side piece, I wouldn't call it tragic. Lord, forgive what I'm establishing. Forgive what I'm establishing. She giving me that look, she know that she good looking. So tell me what it's looking like.